I've missed you. But you know that, and you drag out our time away from each other, just to make me suffer from my need for you. I crave you. So here I am, standing by your door, waiting for you, not realizing you're in a cab half a block away, watching me with that smug smile on your face. The one that makes me want to smack you half the time and ravage your lips the other. You tell the driver to start the car and drop you off as the first drops of rain fall from the darkening sky. You don't wish me to catch a cold. As the car slows, you see the change in my body. And you don't need to be close to tell my breath has hitched and my panties have grown wet. You climb the front steps towards me, closer and closer. You see me visibly shiver with anticipation of the first touch. You drop your bags and step close. Your scent surrounds me, adding height to my arousal. One of your hands slides around my back, the other brushes lightly across my cheek, then down the side of my neck. The hand at my back moves lower until your large hand is holding firmly onto my ass, pulling me hard against you. Your fingers grip my hair. I tip my head back. Your lips brush mine for the briefest of moments before devouring me, the force taking my breath away. Your mouth parts and mine follows suit, our tongues playing with each other. My fingers twist into your jacket, one of my legs moving to wrap around you. And I moan as you break away. The rain is picking up, and our clothes are getting wetter by the moment. You pull your keys out and open the door. As you step across the threshold, you reach your hand out for mine, giving me that smile as you say, "I've missed you."